Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, when somebody passes away, family, I've never heard anybody in a conversation express to us that they want it to be a problem. I want it to be a problem for my family.
Yeah, what we don't hear is I want it to be a problem. I want CRA as the number one beneficiary.
Right.
I want to make sure that my family fights. I want to make it tied up in the system of probate
right.
for months, maybe years.
Or in a court.
All that stuff is a problem. And no one has said that they want that problem.
Nobody's ever said that.
What they don't realize is there's a problem upon death.
Yep.
When, especially if you are the one that has all the wealth and then you're passing it on to either the next generations or charities of your choice. And this is where it becomes a big problem. And I don't think most Albertans, most Canadians have a process that they have to go through to prepare for this.
And I think you're right on the money with process. There's so many families have all different dynamics and complexities and different amounts of wealth and so on and so forth. So talking about necessarily individual strategies doesn't make a lot of sense, but process does make sense because the process that somebody can go through in terms of planning and then the distribution of those assets is the same, right? The steps you can go through to make sure everything is properly structured.
Here's what peers in our industry and our friends in the accounting world say to their clients. Do you have a will? The answer is yes or no. If it's no, go get a will. If it's yes, great, update it. That's it.
Right.
That's where it stops. Apparently, estate planning, passing on your assets as a gift to whomever you choose, is just a will, maybe a power of attorney and personal directive as well.
Right.
That's it.
Right. And to be clear, those are important documents. You've got to have them in place.
Absolutely.
But boy, that is the bare minimum. Those are table stakes for proper estate planning.
Absolutely. That's the table stakes. I like the way you said that. So let's talk about the process from start to finish on how do you make sure you address your biggest concerns that you may have in the event of death.
Right.
Step one, what do we do?
Family. Family goals and objectives. Right? We've got to start with a narrative. I can't tell you how often we'll have a conversation with a couple. When you start digging a little bit below the surface, they're not necessarily on the same page
mm-hmm.
about what they want for the family, what the goals and objectives are ultimately for that wealth they've created that will be gifted to whomever they want that gift to go to.
So some of the differences I hear is, whatever's left over, give it to the kids. Or I hear the other spouse say, whoa, I think we have a responsibility to continue to provide some sort of experience for our adult children, maybe our grandchildren, and I want to leave something or provide something for them. And it may not be upon death, it may even be while I'm alive.
Right.
Right? So that's still planning that is required.
Right.
Okay. And so when you say that there's a couple, they may not be on the same page. When you look beneath the surface, a lot of them just say whatever's left over, they get.
Mm-hmm.
Let's split them up equally amongst the kids. When you start digging into that and the family dynamics, it's not as simple all the time.
Well, and the family dynamics is the second one. So you got the goals and objectives, right?
Yeah.
And then it's not always easy to look at your family with kind of an open lens, right? It's hard to say this child has a problem or I need to protect or this might not turn out well, right? So the family dynamic conversation is a very interesting one. But it has to be, you have to do it. You have to be prepared to have that conversation in a realistic light.
Let me tell you a story that happened last week with one of our clients. The couple sat down with me, said, we were talking about the estate plan and the legacy bucket, that was what we call it. And I said, so when you pass these assets on to your children, you comfortable with that? No issues? They're like, yep, these kids get along so well. I got a phone call, not even 24 hours later. Faisal, I was kind of shy and embarrassed to tell you this, but our kids don't always get along, and I'm kind of worried if they get this kind of cash, there might be some problems there. And so I want to make it as easy and simple as possible. And I want to minimize any chance of fighting. Because they get along on most times, but
right.
I think this is something they might not always agree on.
Okay. So process takes us through the dynamics. You should complete, you should have a plan. You should understand what that estate is going to look like, right? You need to have some view of what will be left behind. Is it just a house? Is it a bunch of cash? Is there a company? What is it?
Literally draw your family tree on a piece of paper or on a board and say, okay, here are the assets and here's how we're splitting it up. Yeah. It could literally be just sell everything and divide the cash.
Yeah.
Or it could be specific assets go to specific individuals.
Right.
And then you look at that and go, is that what I want to see?
Right.
And then once you've got that strategy in place, now you need a third person's point of view of, okay, what could go wrong?
Right.
Tax-wise, family dynamics, mm-hmm. privacy. Privacy is also a concern for some. They don't want the government's nose in their business.
Probate, not a cost problem necessarily in Alberta, different in other provinces, but it can be a time issue.
During the pandemic, and I can tell you this, that there are people who've gone through the probate process and it's been over 12 months before they can release the funds of that estate because probate got locked up.
And an executor may have expenses to front over that period in order to get all this done, and that may put a financial strain on them.
Out-of-pocket expenses. There is probate issues. Then there is CRA not giving a release to the estate of any taxes owing, and that document takes time. Oh my Lord, this is a cumbersome process. So part of our job when we sit down with the plan is to see how we can minimize or negate these burdens, these issues, these long time frame between death and disbursement of assets.
Yeah.
And that requires strategy.
Right. And it goes back to the burden issue, right? Nobody wants to be that burden. So and there's lots of different ways to do it. There's lots of tools in the tool chest to help people with the transition of assets quickly, right? With the protection against taxation, with the privacy issues, the probating, all of those things. There's lots of tools to do it.
And protecting the family dynamics that you may have.
Right.
Okay, so I've got two teenage girls. God bless them. I love them both.
Yep. But they're different.
Sure. If I was to leave 50% of my money to one versus the other, you'd be surprised. The one that we would think, my youngest, would probably not spend a dime.
Right.
Life is good in her views. Doesn't need it. The older one, well.
Got some different ideas.
She'll probably, I'm not saying she's this type of person, but I can see it.
Right.
It's within the realm of possibility. Right. She may go shopping a bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And so I love her. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if I was to pass away today, and I know that when they turn 18, they could get a bucket of money.
Right.
And do I want them to go shopping?
Right.
And spend all that money at the age of 18? No.
Right.
Or I have an aging parent that I might have to take care of. Physically, maybe financially.
Yep.
If I'm not here, who's going to take care of that individual?
Right.
It's on me.
Right.
I've got to provide for that. So there's different, because I'm in this somewhat sandwich generation, as are you.
Yep.
You have to think of not only the next generation below, but the generation above. And I don't want everybody to know my business.
Right.
So I do want some privacy.
And things can change, obviously, as you get older, right? You can face issues. Health will be an issue for all of us at some point to varying degrees. And there's things that you can and can't do as health changes, right? To improve the situation, reduce the burden, as we're calling it, on the executor or the people that are going to be responsible for taking care of your affairs after you're gone. So, you know, it's dynamic. We always talk about that. Things change. And there's layers, right? It's not one size fits all at every point in your life.
And how you structure your wealth and all your assets to not only meet your needs of today, tomorrow, but also meet the needs of when you pass away. And I think having a retirement transition specialist working on this part of your plan, which is in the event of passing, what happens? You have that protection, you have that understanding, and above all that team, make sure you update that strategy on an ongoing basis because laws change, families change in what's happening, and your views about what you want for that gift to be may change as well.
Yep.
So reviewing it on a regular basis, I think is important, and that's part of the process to make sure that you don't leave a burden to whomever you choose as the executor or beneficiaries of your estate.
And it's amazing that review process is critical, Faisal. I just did my will probably 3 years ago, updated it. I was reviewing it again, and I found a discrepancy in it that I need to get changed now. Hmm. And these are the little things that I wouldn't even have thought about it unless I was just casually, like, I just want to review it. And then if you don't do that regularly, it's amazing how quickly things can change.
Can change.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't even think about it. Okay. Listen, we have to leave it there, but the legacy bucket is an important part of the four buckets that we're going to talk about at our upcoming seminar.
If you want to come to our seminar to talk about this, or you want to meet with us, here's how you can do that: on Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. So if you want to come to that seminar and learn about this, definitely go to morethanmoneyready.com to register, or just contact us on that same website if you want to have a sit-down chat about your estate planning needs. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
And I'll remind everybody that any of our past segments are also available on morethanmoneyradio.com if you want to tune into any of that. But thank you for tuning into today's edition of More Than Money, and we look forward to chatting with you next week. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, have a great weekend.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.